Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear, with a hint of warmth in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, a perfect day to be outside and enjoy the sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in, Gaza is edging back toward war. 6 brigades remain deployed as the IDF targets tunnels and Hamas commanders. Also, Maariv says earlier this hour, the IDF fears Hezbollah could take action under the cover of winter weather. There are increasing concerns about threats to IDF soldiers. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, Hamas and the Board of Peace have reached an impasse over disarmament. The group demands the full implementation of Phase 1 before giving up weapons. Separately, Forward covers a British Green Party candidate under fire. The candidate tweeted from an Anne Frank parody account about killing Zionists. And finally, The Times of Israel reports that a British Green Party candidate is under scrutiny for controversial tweets using the handle virial.an.frank. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News reports just minutes ago that tensions in Gaza are rising. The IDF's focus on Hamas could lead to high-intensity conflict if talks stall. Michael Dixon from Stand With Us posted earlier today criticizing Cambridge University. The institution did not suspend students who threatened a classmate over an Israel trip. Joe Truesman, an analyst, noted seeing a photo frequently of a dead Hamas member. The individual, Hudhaifa al-Mujaida, was killed in the October 7 invasion. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Gaza situation from Ynet. The IDF's operations aim to disrupt Hamas's military capabilities by targeting strategic areas like tunnels and smuggling routes. This build-up comes as diplomatic efforts falter, increasing the likelihood of renewed conflict. Residents in the region face heightened tension and possible escalation. Turning to the concerns from Maariv, the IDF is on high alert as winter weather could provide cover for Hezbollah's activities. This concern reflects broader regional instability with potential implications for soldier safety and civilian areas near the border. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details the stalled negotiations between Hamas and the Board of Peace. The disagreement centers on phase disarmament, with Hamas demanding complete initial steps from Israel. This deadlock complicates peace efforts and prolongs uncertainty for civilians seeking stability. On the diplomatic front, the controversy covered by the Forward over the British Green Party candidate highlights the sensitivity of online rhetoric regarding Israel. Such incidents can strain international relations and affect perceptions of political entities. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that the deal for a major building in Tel Aviv has fallen through. A dispute over property registration led to the cancellation of the 135 million shekel agreement. Separately, CTEC notes that Teva Pharmaceuticals beat earnings estimates but cut its profit outlook. The company faces margin pressures following the Emalex acquisition. And finally, Walla Business discusses the ongoing Sabbath battle in Dimona. The debate over a pharmacy opening on Shabbat reflects broader tensions about the city's identity and religious observance. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.